Steve Koziak is Director of Budget Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington, D.C. That's a nonpartisan think tank on defense issues and spending. Steve Koziak, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.
The president's going to request this supplemental appropriation after he presents his proposed federal budget early next month. How unusual is it for such requests to be kept separate from the budget?
Typically, we fund military operations on a supplemental basis. That is, if something happens in the middle of the year and it's unanticipated, then the president will ask for special money, a supplemental appropriation, to pay for it. So that's sort of how these things are generally handled. I think in this case, an argument could be made that this is an ongoing military operation. It's quite predictable. We don't know exactly how many troops will be there, but we know we'll have troops there, and we know we'll have significant costs, so that the administration should be asking for money in the regular defense appropriations bill instead of as a supplemental. But right now, they have to ask for a supplemental for 2005 in any event, because a regular appropriations bill has already been passed.
So they need more money for right now to spend.
Yeah, they need more money for 2005, and it looks like they're going to ask for about $80 billion more. But they will also need money in 2006. And in fact, there's no indication that the administration will include funding for military operations in Iraq and elsewhere in its 2006 defense budget request, but probably it should be doing that, since this is no longer a surprise, unanticipated event. This is an ongoing, predictable event.
How long have you known that it was going to be, say, $80 billion this year? I mean, did you know 6 months ago? Are people generally agreed on the cost of the war, or is the administration correct in saying the insurgency is costing much more than we thought because it's much bigger than we thought?
I think there is not a real certainty as to what the war is costing or should be costing. 6 months ago, I think very few people anticipated that we would have to spend a total of about $100 billion on the war and military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan in 2005. And that's what the total will be, by the way. It's not just $80 billion. The administration was already provided $25 billion as part of the defense appropriations bill earlier a few months ago. So I think most people did not anticipate we're going to have a $100 billion bill for 2005. I think, in fact, the estimates were in the range of $60 to $65 billion. So this is costing more than people anticipated not so long ago.
Well, all this comes as the president continues to say that he wants to make tax cuts permanent. Is this going to bother Republicans who are traditionally don't want to get into a huge amount of deficit spending?
Well, I don't want to get into whether we should be cutting taxes or not or making tax cuts permanent, but I will say that if you are going to make decisions on changing policies like taxes or spending, entitlement spending, you should have some realistic assumptions and estimates about what funding requirements are going to be in the future. And I think the president has failed in that regard to provide reasonable projections for what the costs of these military operations are going to be over the long term, not just in 2005, but beyond that. I think realistically, we're talking certainly costs in the tens of billions of dollars for the foreseeable future. And those costs are not, I think, fully reflected in the president's budget request or in long-term planning assumptions at OMB.
But how do they know? I mean, how can you look ahead and say if people were off, as you say, by a factor of $40 billion or so 6 months ago on what we would be spending this year, how can you know what you're going to spend next year?
Well, I think you can't know how much we are going to have to spend next year because it is uncertain. There's so many factors that we can't calculate precisely what the cost is going to be. But we do know that the cost is not going to be zero, and I think we can say with pretty high confidence that it's going to be in the tens of billions of dollars. So even if you can't estimate precisely what it's going to be, I think the administration should be providing some ballpark estimate of what it's likely to cost. And, you know, if anything, err on the side of assuming it's going to cost more than it might. After all, we're talking about making permanent changes in tax policy and entitlement spending. I think one wants to be, you know, conservative in their estimates about what level of funding we might need.
Steve Koziak is Director of Budget Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington, D.C. Steve, thank you for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.